This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, I want you to forget debt limit and budget and defunding and Obamacare, because Case and Shiller are the economic buzzwords of this Tuesday. Their latest benchmark report on home prices came out this morning. Prices are up in each of the 20 cities that get measured, but the rate of increase in those prices is slowing, perhaps because interest rates are also on the rise. Not good news for buyers and not good news for lenders. Citigroup just announced it's laid off 1,000 people, all from its mortgage division. And in fact, some of the rest of the country's biggest banks are trimming their mortgage operations as well. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports there are big changes in the world of mortgage banking.
If you go back about 20 years and look at mortgage applications, you'll find that the vast majority, 80%, were new home purchase loans, and the rest were refinances. Today, it's nearly the opposite. Only about 30% of all mortgage applications are new purchase loans.
We've had this prolonged refinancing boom because mortgage rates just continued to hit new lows. They kept hitting new lows. And a lot of people were refinancing over and over again.
Greg McBride is a senior analyst with Bankrate. The result of the refinancing boom was that banks hired more employees, and over time, their mortgage divisions generated a larger part of the bank's profits.
Think of it like a seesaw, in the respect that when rates are really low, refinancing activity takes off.
And now that interest rates are rising, the demand for refinancing is dropping, says Jed Kolko, chief economist at Trulia.
And typically, when you have a mortgage rate spike of half a point in a month, which is a big increase, but that's what we've had in May and June, refinancings tend to drop by almost half.
So what does all this mean for the housing market? Well, for homeowners, it means that refinancing will save them less. For banks, it means they'll be looking for ways to make up for that decline in revenue from their mortgage divisions.
I expect we're going to see some banks start increasing their home purchase lending, making it easier than it has been to get a mortgage for people who are looking to buy a home.
And according to the new Case-Shiller report, that home will cost about 2% more than it did last month. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.